Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, and I'm spending time with my two good colleagues who help me on these matters of Washington. Both are veterans of Washington, of the federal government, and of common sense. And we go now to all three coming together in this headline in these last hours. Supreme Court allows Lisa Cook to remain at Fed for now, writes the New York Times. Subhead: the justices deferred a decision on the president's efforts to oust Ms. Cook and instead set oral arguments in the case for January. Andy, I start with you on this. Does this mean they're going to run out the clock? Does this mean they're stalling? Or is this just regular order?
Well, they can't really run out the clock, John, because I believe her 14-year term runs till 2038. That would be a long time even for the Supreme Court. So I think, but the clock, the immediate clock you're talking about, you know, the Federal Reserve meets again in September, in November, and I think in January. There may be even one more meeting beyond that. So in terms of the current controversy over whether, or at least the current discussion, I guess I should say, about whether there'll be more rate cuts in the coming meetings. She will be a participant in the coming meetings for sure. And if they're going to hear arguments about this case in January, they're not going to decide it more than likely until close to the end of the term, which will be in June.
Which would be after Mr. Powell is scheduled to step down as chairman of the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, although I think it's highly unlikely that Trump is going to install Lisa Cook in Powell's stead.
Thaddeus, you have a question.
Well, Andy, the fact that they did not issue the emergency order, that does not necessarily mean that they're going to rule on this, does it?
It doesn't necessarily mean that, but all of the signs have been pointing in that direction. This case is one of many in which President Trump has sought to remove heads or important officials in administrative agencies, whether they're, you know, strictly governmental, quasi-governmental, or what have you. And in those cases, the court has a number of times signaled that it is poised to reverse the 1935 precedent, Humphrey's executor, which basically allowed administrative agencies to exist, that is, agencies that are not bound by separation of powers principles and that exercise both executive and legislative and sometimes even judicial powers. Humphrey's executor also approved of congressional restrictions on the president's ability to fire officials, even if they wield executive power. The current Supreme Court seems like they are poised to get rid of that, which is to overrule that precedent, which is why they have allowed the president to fire a number of other officials. But the court has taken the position, and even the Trump Justice Department has taken the position, that the Fed is different. So I think what this is consistent with is the idea that the court is going to say that the Fed, for historical reasons and for structural reasons, is different from other administrative agencies, and therefore Congress could restrict the president's authority to fire Fed governors.
As I understand it, the alleged irregularity occurred before Ms. Cook joined the Federal Reserve Board, and the language of independence is not clear about whether the offense or the irregularity has to be contemporary or not. Do I say that correctly, Andy? That's a debate.
That is right. The Fed statute, unlike the statutes pertaining to other administrative agencies, doesn't define cause for which the president can remove the Fed governor. So one of the questions is does the misconduct over which a president fires someone, does it have to be related to the person's work in the job, or can it be something that goes to the person's fitness outside of the job or even before she took the job? So that is one of the big issues in the case.
Which would have been considered during the confirmation hearing and certainly not ex post facto. Otherwise, you could use lawfare indefinitely against your adversaries in Washington.
Well, I kind of think that if you had a let's say you had a Ponzi type scheme where the person was engaged in the scheme at the time of confirmation, but
30 seconds
didn't get exposed. It didn't get exposed until after the person was in the job already. I think a president could remove somebody over that kind of misconduct, but we have to see if she engaged in that.
Andrew McCarthy commenting on the breaking news that the Supreme Court, for now, says the New York Times, permits or accedes to Lisa Cook remaining at her job at the Federal Reserve. That is McCarter.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.